旧约哈该书第一章 Please turn to the Old Testament,
the book of Haggai, chapter 1.
我先用国语把它读一遍。哈该书第一章，以色列的百姓因为他们违背了神，
Because the people of Israel disobeyed God,
神刑罚他们，叫巴比伦把他们掳去。
God punished them and let the Babylonians took them into captivity.
但是神的恩典还没有离开他们。
But the grace of God did not leave them.
等到神的时候到了。
When the time of God has come,
神就差遣他的仆人。
这里所说的所罗巴伯和约书亚。
When the time has come, he sent his servants Zerubbabel and Joshua.
他们要带领百姓回到耶路撒冷。
They have to lead the people back to Jerusalem.
他们要重新恢复敬拜神的生活。
They have to restart the life that worships God.
但是他们能够敬拜以前，
But before they can worship,
他们必须要重建耶路撒冷的圣殿。
They must rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
圣殿被外邦人完全毁坏了。
The temple was completely destroyed by the Gentiles.
他们不可能来敬拜了。
They cannot worship anymore.
所以神带领百姓回来。
Therefore, God leads His own people come back.
先要开始重建圣殿。
The first thing is to start to rebuild the temple.
这一部分人回来了。
Now they came back.
开始了重建圣殿的工作。
And they have started the work of rebuilding.
但是这个工作不是一件容易的工作。
But this work is not an easy work.
因为他们过去都是被都做俘虏的。
Because in the past, they are all captives.
他们都很穷苦。
They are very poor.
回来以后呢，材料啊，或者人呢，都不多。
When they came back, they don't have much material or man.
所以建造圣殿不十分容易。
Therefore, it is not easy to rebuild.
建造了一段时间。
After a short time rebuilt.
可能把那个墙啊和这个四框啊刚刚建好。
Maybe they just built the outer walls.
但是圣殿还没有完成。
But the temple was not finished.
这些百姓开始觉得有点疲乏了。
And the people become tired.
他们说我们不能够再继续建造的圣殿了。
They say we cannot continue to build the temple.
建造圣殿的工作停止了。
And the work of rebuilding the temple stopped.
这些百姓回去先建造自己的房屋。
And the people went back and first built their own home.
所以这里神第四节这里责备他们说。
Therefore here in verse 4, the Lord reprimanded them.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住有天花板的房屋吗？
Is it the time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruin?
敬拜的生活不能够恢复。
They cannot restart the life of worship.
那么他们自己有一个舒服的家庭有什么意义呢？
Then what is the meaning of having a comfortable home?
神带领他们回来了。
God led them to come back.
为的是叫他们再恢复他们的生活，敬拜的生活。
In order to rebuild the life of worship.
也恢复他们在外人面前的见证。
And to restart their witness before other people.
但是他们没有做成这个工作。
But they did not finish the work.
所以他们在那里自己认为很满足了。
Therefore, they felt quite content there.
不单如此。
Not only that.
当神的责备临到他们的时候。
When the reprimand of the Lord came upon them.
他们没有在神的责备面前承认自己的错误。
They did not recognize their own mistake before the Lord.
他们还在那里找一个理由要来遮盖这个错误。
They still want to find some reason to cover up the mistake.
找一个借口来原谅自己的软弱。
Find an excuse to explain away their weakness.
把自己的错误遮盖住了。
They want to cover up their own mistake.
他们认为这个是原因。
They think this is the reason.
在第二节这里说呀。
In verse 2.
这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord.
明明是他们不肯来建造神的圣殿。
It is clear that they are unwilling to rebuild the temple.
他们只顾到自己的肉体的生活了。
They only have regard for their own life.
没有顾念神的殿里面的需要。
But they have no regard for the need of the temple.
没有顾念敬拜的生活的重要。
And they have no regard for the importance of the life of worship.
神责备的时候，他们没有承认说这是我错了。
When God reprimanded them, they did not admit and say that we are mistaken.
啊，现在我们不能建造圣殿，不是我们不肯建呐。
They say we cannot rebuild the temple now, not that we don't want to.
因为神建殿的时候还没有到。
But because the time has not come yet to rebuild.
明明是自己的软弱。
Clearly, it is their own weakness.
但是他们不敢，好像在神的面前面对这个事实。
But they're unwilling to face this fact before the Lord.
找一个理由来为自己解释一下。
They want to find a reason to explain for themselves.
找一个理由来原谅自己。
And they want to find a reason to excuse themselves.
又让他们讲过一次，讲过两次。
This way they said once and twice.
可能他们的心里面自己都真的这样相信了。
Maybe after this, they really believe in it now.
啊，我们不能建的圣殿，真的不是因为我们不建呢，是神的时候还没有到哦。
We are not rebuilding the temple is not because we are unwilling, because God's time has not come.
所以这个错处不在我们呢。
Therefore, the mistake is not in us.
原因不是因为我们不做。
The reason is not because we are not doing it.
是神给我们的时候还没有到。
It is the time of God has not come yet.
所以神要责备的话，不管不要责备我们。
Therefore, God should reprimand them and not us.
应该说，神应该责备他自己的计划，他的时候还没有到。
Maybe God should say his plans are not so good, his time hasn't come yet.
原因，真正的原因，他们不敢在神面前承认。
They are unwilling and afraid to admit the real reason.
找一个理由来原谅自己。
And they want to find a reason to excuse themselves.
找一个理由来遮盖自己的良心。
They want a reason to cover up their own conscience.
这么样遮盖一次两次啊。
This way, covering up once, twice.
渐渐他自己都相信自己这个借口了。
Slowly, they come to believe in this excuse.
他们觉得这真的是原因了。
They feel this is the real reason.
他们的良心可能就渐渐的麻木了。
Maybe their conscience become numb.
他们不知道真正的责任在什么地方。
They do not know where the real duty lies.
他们不知道真正的原因在什么地方。
And they do not know where the real reason lies.
他们看不见生活中真正重要的东西是什么了。
And they cannot see what is really important in life.
这是多么大的一个试探。
This is a great temptation.
这是多么大的一个危险。
This is a great danger.
很多时候我们也是如此。
Very often we are the same.
在属灵的生活上面对着一件责任。
In our spiritual life, when we face a duty,
或者生活中有一件罪应当对付。
Maybe there's a sin in our life that we should deal with.
我们不敢去面对它。
But we're unwilling to face it.
但是我们不愿意，又不愿意承认说是我们自己不敢。来对付。
But we are unwilling to admit that it is us that do not want to deal with the sin.
于是我们找一个理由。
So we find a reason.
啊，是为这个原因，为这个原因，所以我不能够来对付啊。
Because of this reason, of that reason, I cannot deal with the sin.
神啊，如果你要责备，你不要责备我哈。
God, if you want to scold me, don't scold me.
你责备那个原因。
You scold the other reason.
因为是为这个原因，所以我自己不能这样做。
Because of that reason, I cannot do this.
我们一次两次的这么样为自己解释。
After we explain to ourselves this way once and twice,
渐渐的我们自己都相信我们所找出来的那个借口了。
And slowly we come to believe in this excuse that we concocted.
我们的良心渐渐的可能因此麻木了。
Our conscience slowly become numbed.
我们不知道那个真正的责任、真正的原因在什么地方。
We do not know where's the real reason for it.
多么大的一个试探。
What a great temptation.
有错了，找一个借口来推脱我们的责任。
When we have a mistake, we find a reason to shift our responsibility.
来遮盖我们的良心。
To cover up our conscience.
应当有一个侍奉的工作去做。
When there is some service to do.
应当在灵里边，在神的面前用功夫。
When we should be working hard in front of the Lord in the Spirit.
但是我们不肯。
But we are unwilling.
啊，我们找一个理由。
And we find a reason.
我为什么肯这样做呀？
It is not that I'm unwilling.
因为我的功课太忙了。
Because my schoolwork is too hard.
或者我家庭里面的工作太忙了。
Maybe I have too much work in my family.
或者我需要去赚钱来维持我自己的生活呀。
Maybe I have to keep up my life by working.
其实真正的原因是我们自己在灵里面的懒惰。
But the real reason is that we are lazy in the spirit.
或者我们自己不敢来对付生活中的这个需要。
Or maybe we are unwilling, we are afraid to face the need.
但是我们找一个理由来遮盖自己。
So we find a reason to cover up.
自己来原谅自己。
To excuse ourselves.
讲一次，讲两次，自己都相信啊，这个大概是真正那个原因吧。
After a couple of times, we do believe this is the real reason.
在一个责任面前，我们找一个借口来推脱。
In front of responsibility, we find an excuse to cover up.
非常大的一个试探。
This is a great temptation.
非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们必须要在神的面前很坦白的面对的一件事情。
We must honestly face to this problem in front of the Lord.
多少的时候我们看见有这样的情形啊？
How often we have seen this can happen?
我自己有过这样的经验。我自己有这样的经验。
Well, I have this experience.
有一次我 在一个机关，那时候我还没有奉献做传道人，在一个机关做工。
Once I was working in an office, that was before the time that I offered myself to be a full-time ministry.
我们在工作的时候，我被派到另外一个城里边去做一点事情。
When we were working, I was sent to another city to do some work.
我们那机构派两个人，我和另外一个同事到另外一个城去了。
And our office sent two people, me and another co-worker.
我们两个都是基督徒。
Both of us are Christians.
你要当时要问我们说基督徒应该不应该讲谎话呀？大概没有人可以说我应当，是不是
？Maybe at that time, if you ask me whether a Christian should lie, then maybe nobody would say that they should.
我去的那个地方呢，不是我自己的家乡，但是我那个同事的家乡。
The place that we went to is not my home village, but it's my co-worker's village.
从河南地方我们到上海去。
We are going from Hunan to Shanghai.
我那个同事是上海人。
And my co-worker is Shanghainese.
那么在上海的时候呢，我自己没有家了，我没有朋友了，我就住在旅馆里面。
In Shanghai, because I have no home and no family, I live in a hotel.
那么，但是我那个同事呢，他就是上海人。
But my co-worker is from Shanghai.
回家了。回来到上海，他住在自己家里边。
And when he went to Shanghai, he lived at home.
我们在那里工作了有差不多三个礼拜。
We worked there for 3 weeks.
回到我们办事的地方呢，我们就要报这个工作的账，开销。
When we return to our office, we have to send in our account.
那么当然，我住在旅馆里边，我报了一笔不算小的三个礼拜的旅馆费。
Because I live in a hotel, so I hand in an account which is quite a sizable sum.
但是我这个朋友这个同事呢，他会三个礼拜住在家里边。
But my coworker, he has been living at home for 3 weeks.
当然他也报了一笔很大的旅馆费。
And he also had in a large account.
但是报这个账，他知道，我知道他的情形了。
He knows when he sent in that account, he knows that I know his condition.
我们都是基督徒。
We are both Christians.
第二天见面了。
The next day we see each other.
一看就他对我说呀。
When as soon as he see me, he said.
他说这个账我不能不报啊。
He said, I have to hand in this account.
他说，因为我们这个机构都是这个规矩啊。
Because we have this regulation in our office.
如果我这次要不报这个账呢？
If I do not hand in the account this time.
那么假如别人将来有同样的情形呢，他也不能报这个账，是不是？
And then if somebody else have the same, come under the same condition next time, then they cannot hand in the account too.
所以因为这个原因呢，我一定要报这个账。
So because of this reason, I have to hand in my account.
明明这是欺骗的，这个假的事情。
It is clearly a false, a deceitful thing.
但是他不肯承认说他做错了。
But he is unwilling to admit that he's wrong.
找个理由来解释，不是因为我要这样做呀。
So he finds a reason to explain. It is not me that I want to do it.
是因为我们这个机关里面有这样的规矩，我不能不做。
Because there's such a regulation in our office, that's why I have to do it.
明明是一件罪恶。
Clearly, it is a sin.
但是不敢面对这件事情。
But unwilling to face it.
不敢承认这件事是错。
Unwilling to admit it is sin.
结果找一个理由来解释。
And find a reason to cover up.
如果这样是这个理由呢，那我就不需要受责备了。
If it is for this reason, then I should not be reprimanded.
为了这个原因，神在这里责备以色列的百姓说呀。
For this reason, the Lord scolded his people.
他们不单懒惰，不肯建造属灵的那个工作。
Not only they're lazy and willing to build on spiritual work.
而且他们要找一个理由来推脱自己的责任。
Also, they want to find a reason to shift their responsibility.
第五节这里说
Verse 5.
耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
That says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared.
第七节耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
In verse 7, that says the Lord of hosts,Consider how you have fared.
神一再的提醒百姓说，你们要省察自己的行为。
The Lord once and again reminded his people, you have to consider.
要看看你生活中那个真正的需要在什么地方。
Consider where's the real need in your life.
你可以自己天花板的房屋建造的不错了。
You can live in a good paneled house.
你自己的生活可能很好了。
Maybe your life is quite good.
你的工作表现也许不错了。
And the appearance of your work looks good.
你在人的面前的见证也许不错了。
Your witness before other people may look good.
但是真正在你生命中那个属灵的建造的工作做得怎么样？
But what about the real work, the real spiritual work in your life?
你在神面前建造圣殿的那个工作怎么样了？
How is this rebuilding of the temple in front of the Lord?
你生命和神的那个关系怎么样了？
How's your relationship of your life to Lord, with the Lord?
以色列的百姓不但没有做他们应当做那个建造的工作。
The people of Israel not only did not do the real work,
还找一些的理由来遮盖自己的软弱。
And still they find some reason to cover up their weakness.
因此神在这里责备他们。
Therefore the Lord scolded them here.
不但责备他们应当省察自己的行为。
He not only told them to consider how they have fared.
神告诉他们说，如果你们要继续这样下去。
The Lord also tell them, if you continue this way,
你们生活的果效就会如此。
And this would be the result of your life.
下面神讲出了几件事情。
And then the Lord talk about a few things.
你们生活的果子就是这样子。
This would be the fruit.
你们生活的表现就会这个样子。
This would be the result.
你们的生活的结果就会这样子。
This would be the fruit of your life.
在第六节这里讲到有几件事情。
In verse 6, it talks about a few things.
因为他们有这么样的一种软弱。
Because they have this weakness.
要遮盖自己的软弱。
And cover up their weakness.
神说你们的结果就会这个样子。
The Lord said, this would be the result.
头一件这里神说你们要努力的工作却看不到应当有的果效。
The first thing is that you have sown much and harvested little.
种的种子多收的却少。
You harvested, sowed much but harvested little.
你努力做工吗？
You work hard.
但是没有果效。
But no result.
没有收成。
No harvest.
在属灵的事上也是如此。
In spiritual things it is the same.
很多时候我们就在这个地方好像落在自己的圈套里面。
Very often we seem to fall into our own traps.
我们自己知道自己灵里有软弱。
We know our weakness in the spirit.
在属灵的事上看不见真正应当有的果效。
In spiritual things, we cannot see the real result.
在灵里面，我没有看见我真正属灵生命的那个长进。
In spiritual things, I cannot see my real progress in spiritual growth.
爱主的心没有长进。
My love for the Lord did not grow.
祷告的生活没有长进。
My prayer life did not improve.
对人的爱心没有长进。
My love towards others did not grow.
圣洁的生活没有长进。
Holiness in my life did not increase.
我们看见生活有软弱，怎么办呢？
When we see these weaknesses, what should we do?
我们说不是这样了，我多做一点工大概就好了吧。
Sometimes we say maybe this is the way. I should work harder.
多撒一点种子。
Sow more seeds.
多做一点工作。
Work more.
这个工作我也负责。
This work I did.
那个责任我也拿过来。
The other responsibility I also take.
我什么都做。
I do everything.
在教会里面越负责任越多。
In the church, I take up more and more responsibility.
在团体里面越做的工作越多。
In the fellowship, I also do much work.
叫自己忙到一个程度，自己差不多担当不了。
So then I am so busy to such an extent that I cannot stand it.
好像我们觉得我做的工作多，我忙了，我属灵的生命就好了。
Maybe we're feeling that if I do a lot of work when I'm busy, then my spiritual life improves.
因此我尽量的叫自己忙，尽量多负责任。
Therefore, I make myself busy and take up all kinds of responsibilities.
我越多负责任。
More responsibilities.
我在灵里边面对现实的机会有时候也许越少了。
Maybe, there would be less chance for me to face the real facts.
看不见我灵里面生命的长进。
And I cannot see the real growth in my spiritual life.
我再多做一点工。
So I did a bit more.
我多做工还要在人面前就可以有一个好的表现了。
When I work more, I can have more, manifestation before other people.
叫别人看我真的好啊，我真的很爱主啊。
So that other people can see.
所以结果
so good.
我们越做觉得做的自己最忙。
So the more we work, the more busy we feel.
好像我们越忙越显得我们爱主。
It seems that as soon as we are busy, we feel that we show our love towards the Lord.
越做的工作多，好像我的灵性越有长进。
Maybe we feel that the more we work, then the more our spiritual life grow.
不是说做工作不好。
I'm not saying that it is bad to work.
我不是说多尽责任不好。
I'm not saying that it is bad to take responsibility.
但是如果我们觉得要多尽了责任，就能代表我属灵生命的长进。
But if we feel that taking more responsibilities would represent a growth in our spiritual life,
那我整个的生命就走错了方向。
Then our whole life has gone in the wrong direction.
那我不晓得在这里的生活怎么样哈。
I don't know how's your life.
在香港，各个人都很忙。
In Hong Kong, everybody is very busy.
特别传道人。
Especially the ministers.
一天到晚忙得不可开交。
From morning to night, they're very busy.
忙到一个程度，应当做的工作，他有时候倒没有时间去做了。
They're so busy that the work they should do, sometimes they don't have time to do.
忙到一个程度，他自己没有时间来预备他应当预备的讲道了。
They're so busy they have no time to prepare for the sermons.
没有忙到一个程度，没有时间再为他自己的弟兄姊妹会友来祷告了。
They're so busy they have no time to pray their brothers and sisters and members in the church.
忙到一个程度，他没有时间为自己的生命来祷告了。
They're so busy that they have no time to pray for their own spiritual
life.
Everybody's busy.
越忙他越想多忙一点。
And when he's more busy, he wants to be busier still.
好像我越忙越显得我好啊。
It seems that the busier I am, it shows the better I am.
显得我重要啊。
Show my importance.
显得我比别人都更有本事啊。
And show that I'm more able than other people.
所以我越忙越想多做。
Therefore, the more busy I am, the more I want to do.
我们如果在神的面前那个基本的问题没有解决。
But if the basic problem is not solved before the Lord,
我在神的面前没有认清楚我生命应当走那个方向。
Or we have not realized the true direction we should be before our Lord.
我可以尽量去忙。
I can do my best to be busy.
忙到一个程度，我可以完全没有时间做别的事情了。
So busy that I have absolutely no time to do anything else.
但是对我属灵的生命一点帮助都没有。
But it is of absolutely no help to my spiritual life.
对神的荣耀一点帮助都没有。
It is of no help to God's glory.
对属灵的侍奉一点帮助都没有。
For the spiritual ministry, it is useless.
我尽量多做工。
The more I work,
但是我得不到应当得的果效。
But I do not receive the fruits.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。
You may sow a lot of seeds, but you harvest little.
以色列人当时在神面前的这种情形是一种咒诅。
This is a curse, that the Israelites were before the Lord.
照样，今天这个也可能成为我们基督徒的一个咒诅。
In the same way, this can become a curse to Christians today.
神再一次提醒我们说
，God again reminds us.
你要省察你自己的行为。
Consider what how you fare.
你忙是好。
It is good to be busy.
但是你为什么忙
？But why are you busy?
你真正在神面前的那个动机、那个情形怎么样
？What is your real motive in front of the Lord? What is your condition before the Lord?
你生活中应当对付那个事情，你有没有把它对付清楚
？Have you deal with the things in your life which you should deal with?
你有没有很坦诚地把自己摆在神的面前
？Have you honestly, plainly put yourself before the Lord?
否则的话，你越忙。可能叫你属灵的生命越加软弱。
Otherwise, the busier you are, the weaker your spiritual life will be.
神这里责备百姓说：“你们撒的种多，收的却少。”
God here scolded his people. The more you sow, you do not harvest.
你们要省察自己的行为。
You have to consider your work.
然后以色列百姓的第二困难。
And then the second difficulty.
你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。
You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill.You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm.
他们尽量追求满足身上的需要。
They are pursuing after the needs of the body.
但是永远得不到满足。
But they will never have satisfaction.
他尽量去追求生活中的需要。
They have pursued after the needs of the life.
追求自己的愿望。
Pursue after their own wishes.
追求自己的满足。
Pursue their own satisfaction.
自己肉体的享受。
The luxury in the life
或者是自己的雄心大计
or maybe their own ambition
可以尽量去追求
they can spend a lot of energy on this
但是他的生命里边永远也得不着真正的满足
but in their life they will never receive real satisfaction
因为他追求错了方向
because they are in the wrong direction
我们有没有看见有人有这种情形呢
have we seen people with this condition
心里边空虚
they are empty inside
没有安息
There's no rest.
尽量去追求。
And they pursue.
追求什么呢
？And search. What are they searching for?
肉体的享受。
The enjoyments of the flesh.
或者是事业的成功。
Maybe success in the work.
学业的成就。
And success in the schoolwork.
那些东西可能得到了。
Maybe they can receive these things.
得到那一切，他的心灵里边还是没有安息。
But when they have received all this, they still have no satisfaction in their own heart.
他心里面还是没有满足。
They still have no satisfaction.
这个与圣经基本的原则违反了。
Because this is opposite to the basic principle of the Bible.
马太福音第五章第六节那里，主耶稣告诉我们说
，In Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, Jesus said,
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those that thirst after righteousness.
因为他们必得满足
Because they will be satisfied
那里主耶稣用的那个有福的那个字
There Jesus used the word blessed
就指着灵里面那个福气心灵那个满足
This means the satisfaction in the heart
主耶稣应许给我们可以得到这个满足
Jesus promised this satisfaction
可以得到这个福气
And this blessedness
但是用什么方法去得呢
But how do you receive
主耶稣并没有说你追求福气的人就有福了
Jesus did not say, those who seek after blessing, they will be blessed.
也没有说你要追求满足的人就满足了。
And he never said, if you look after satisfaction you will receive.
你饥渴慕义。
If you thirst after righteousness,
像饥渴一样想寻求神的正义。
Like a man who is very thirsty looking after righteousness.
那你去追求正义。
You're thirsty after righteousness.
你的心灵就得到满足。
Then you will have satisfaction.
相反，如果你要追求满足呢？
On the other hand, if you look for satisfaction,
你心灵永远得不到满足。
Your heart will never receive it.
我神学院有一个学生。
In the seminary, there's a student.
一个姊妹，很有恩赐的一个姊妹。
A sister with a lot of gifts.
她的一个哥哥也是一个很有恩赐的人。
One of his brothers is also a very gifted person.
或者也许不应该用恩赐，因为他还没有信主。
Maybe I should not use gift because he is not a believer.
很有才干，很有本事的一个人。
Very talented.
大学毕业了。
And after graduation from university,
做工作也很有表现。
And there's a lot of importance in his work.
家里边经济情形不错，他自己的生活也不错。
The economic situation in the family is good, and he is doing very well too.
但是他心里没有满足。
But he has no satisfaction.
有一次他的妹妹来介绍，那么这个人呢就来找我来谈话。
Once because of his sister's introduction, he came to talk to me.
很坦诚的一个人。
A very honest person.
他就很坦白的把他心里的话跟我讲很多。
And he plainly told me about what is in his heart.
他讲到一件事情啊，我觉得就很能够代表出来很多人的情形。
And he talked about one thing which will represent a lot of people's condition.
他说虽然我表面上有很多的朋友，工作不错。
He said, even though I have a lot of friends, and my work comes on fine.
但是我的心灵里面非常的空虚啊。
But I'm very empty inside.
我不能够得到安息，我不能够得到满足。
I cannot have rest. I cannot have satisfaction.
他说就如同比如说昨天晚上一样，他讲跟我谈话以前那天晚上。
He said, for example, last night.
我在家里面坐着，没有事做，闷得不得了。
I was sitting at home. I was so bored.
没有办法了，去看电影了。
So I have nothing to do. I went to the cinema.
一个人去看电影。
And I went to the cinema myself.
他说我觉得看完电影呢，我就可以满足了。
I thought after the cinema, then I'll be satisfied.
他说等我看完电影，一个人出去在路上走回家的时候啊。
He said after I finished the cinema, and I went home alone.
他说我在那里想，好像要跟人打架或者被人打一顿，我的心里才舒服。
When I was walking on the road, I feel that I have to fight with somebody. I'll be beaten up. Then I'll be more comfortable.
这能不能够很多时候代表一些个人心里边的情形呢？
Would this represent a lot of people's condition?
要追求这个，追求那个，想靠着这个我们就得满足了。
They search after this, after that, and they thought after this, then I'll be satisfied.
可能他做到这些事情了。
Maybe they attain these goals.
但是心灵里边更加空虚。
But in their heart, they have more emptiness.
我在读大学时候，在芝加哥有一个中国同学。
When I was in the university, in the University of Chicago, there's a Chinese classmate of mine.
我那时候只是还没有大学没毕业，他已经预备去读博士的学位了。
At that time, I didn't graduate yet, and he's already going to get his doctorate.
很有才干的一个人。
A very talented person.
过去在中国大学教过书，那么来这里来读博士的学位。
He has taught in universities in China, and then he is trying to get his doctorate in the university in Chicago.
在人看来，他的情形好像是很叫人羡慕啊。
When other people look at him, he looks as if he has a very enviable position.
他来的时候经济情形很好，那边大学跟这边大学两边面都支持他。
When he came, his finance was very good. The university back at home and the university in the States also support him.
他的家庭很可以说很理想，太太小孩子都很好。
His family is very ideal. His wife and his children are very good.
在人看来是非常值得羡慕的一个人。
To other people, he is in an enviable position.
地位、金钱、成就都差不多了。
Position, money, success.He is almost often now.
他也是基督徒，表面上他是基督徒。
He is also a Christian on the surface.
我们有时候在一起聚会。
And sometimes we have meetings together.
样样看起来表现都不错。
In everything he looks quite well.
但是有一天我得到一个电话，在我离得20几里路啊，就是那个打有一个朋友打给我。
And one day I received a phone call from a friend about 20 miles away.
说你知道不知道某某人的事情啊
？He said, "Do you know about so and so?"
我说我不知道什么事啊。
I said, "What happened? I don't know."
他在医院里面。
He's in the hospital.
我说为什么在医院里面呢
？Why is he in the hospital?
前两天想自杀没有成，被人救了，现在在医院里面。
He
He tried to commit suicide 2 days ago. He was saved and is now in hospital.
想追求得到了没有呢?
When he searched after, did he receive?
名誉、地位、金钱都差不多了。
Position, name, success, he has almost all of them now.
但是在灵里边，他完全走错了方向。
But in the spirit, he is in a completely wrong direction.
他就把这个看成了追求的对象了。
He looked at these as the important things that he searched after.
想得到这些东西。
He wanted to receive these things.
但是得到了，他的心灵没有满足。
But after he received, he has no satisfaction.
那今天我不晓得你在生活中所要追求的那个对象是什么。
Today, I don't know what you want to search after, look after in your life.
也许你还在读书。
Maybe you are still in school.
你在读大学。
You're in university.
你想得一个好的成绩。
You want to have good results.
将来得进一个好的研究院。
And then you went in a good graduate school.
或者得了奖学金。
Maybe you get some scholarship.
或者得了一种侍奉的工作的机会。
Maybe you have a fine good work.
或者你的目的是想在事业有番成就。
Maybe you want to have success in your work.
但是如果你把你生命的目标建立在这些事情上面。
But if you build your life on these goals.
主耶稣这里就如同当时对以色列人说的话一样。
And just like what the Lord said to the Israelites in those days.
你吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。
You eat, you are not satisfied.
如果你把你整个的生活根基建造在这些事情上面。
If all your life is built upon these things.
你可能得着你所要的这些事情了。
Maybe you will receive these things.
但是你的心灵恐怕没有真正的满足。
But maybe in your heart there's no real satisfaction.
也许你清楚地知道神在你身上的计划是什么。
Maybe you clearly know what's the plan of God on you.
你知道你灵里面需要的是什么。
Maybe you really know what you need in your spiritual life.
但是你却仍然想在这些方面去得着。
But you still want to receive from these other directions.
你也许可能得着了。
Maybe you can receive them.
如同旧约时神对先知说。
Just like in the Old Testament,
这些人得着他们所求的。
These people receive what they ask for.
但是我就叫他们灵里边贫乏。
But I'll make them poor in their spirit.
单单把生活的目标建造在这些事情上面。
If you only build your life goals on these things,
你的心灵永远也得不到真正的满足。
There will be never any real satisfaction in your life.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who thirst after righteousness.
今天你所渴慕的是什么?
What is the real thirst of you today?
你说先寻求神的国和他的义。
First seek after his kingdom and his righteousness.
别的东西神会加给你。
Other things he will add unto you.
但是你要认清楚你应当走的那个方向。
I want to want you to recognize your real direction today.
我们看见这里以色列百姓他们当时的情形。
We can see the way of the Israelites in those days.
因为他们走了这么样的一个方向。
Because they have gone in this direction.
在神面前没有走应当走的那个道路。
Because they have not gone in the right direction.
还想把它用理由来遮盖自己的软弱。
And they want to use reasons to cover up their own weaknesses.
神这里责备他们说。
And God scolded them.
你们工作也得不着果效。
You work without fruits.
撒的种多，收成却少。
So much harvested little.
你们吃也得不着饱。
Eat never enough.
你追求，但是你不能有满足。
You search, but you'll be never satisfied.
你的心灵永远也不能得安息。
In your spirit, there'll never be rest.
然后第三件事情。
And then the third thing.
你为自己安排，但是结果你得不着你所安排的。
You set up plans for yourself, but in the end, you never receive what you plan for.
你所计划的都落空。
All your plans will fall apart.
得工钱，将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Earns wages, but put them in the bag with holes.
你自己辛辛苦苦得来了。
You have worked hard to get them.
你认为这个是你的保障。
You thought this is your security.
你认为这个是你的依靠。
You thought this is what you can rely on.
你把你整个的盼望放在这件事情上面了。
And you put your hope on these things.
但是到最终这一切你都不能够依靠。
But in the end, you cannot rely on these things.
这是多么可怜的一件事情啊。
What a pitiful state.
把自己的整个的生命建造一个不可靠的保障上面。
To build our whole life on something which is unreliable.
为了得一点钱，把自己的钱收藏起来，将来可以有用处。
Because we want to collect our own money so that we can use it in the future.
但是工钱却装在破漏的囊中。
But the wages are put in a bag with holes.
在世上我们看见有多少这样的人？
In the world, how many people like this we have seen?
他自己要把为自己建造一个可靠的保障。
He wants to build a reliable security for himself.
他计划得很好。
His plan is good.
但是这个计划的成就却不在他的手里面。
But the success of the plan is not in his own hands.
神在掌管着这一切。
God is controlling.
他把整个的盼望放在他自己的计划上面了。
When he put his whole hope on his own plan,
他自己努力的工作,
he worked hard,
为的是得到自己生活的保障,
so that he will receive this security.
但是到需要的时候, 这个保障不能依靠。
But when the need arises, he finds that this security is not reliable.
路加福音第十六章。
In Luke chapter 16,
那里主耶稣讲一个比喻。
There Jesus talked about a parable.
讲到我们平常称他为不义的管家的那个比喻。
That is the parable of the unrighteous steward.
那个管家我们记得他对主人表现得很好，但是有人告他，他自己做很多假事情。
The steward appeared very good to the master, but some people told the master that actually behind his back he did a lot of wrong things.
他来欺骗主人。
He deceived his master.
然后那里主耶稣提醒当时那些个门徒说一句话呀。
And then,Jesus reminded his apostles.
他说：“你们应当用你们的马门来结交朋友。”
He said, "You should use mammon to make friends."
等到世上的这些事情过去了或者失败的时候
，until the day when these things become a failure or they pass away.
你所结交那个朋友，那要接你到永生的帐幕里面去。
Then your friend, which you have made, will take you into the tent of everlasting peace.
什么东西能够到永生的帐幕里面去啊？
What things can go into the tent of everlasting life?
什么东西能够到这个世上的东西都失败了，还接你到永生的帐里面去呢？
What is it that can take you to the tent of everlasting life after all these have passed away?
只有那些个有永生价值的东西。
Only those things which have worth in the everlasting.
只有那些个在神的面前有价值能够蒙神悦纳的东西。
Only those things which will be accepted by God, which are worthwhile to him.
今天你工作努力的那个方向是什么？
Today, what is...The direction of your hard work.
你在为什么东西建造？
What are you building for?
你在哪一方面在结交朋友？
In which direction are you making your friends?
什么东西能够将来接你到永远的帐篷里面去啊？
What things in the future can take you to the tent of everlasting life?
如果今天你没有在永恒的事情上面用功夫，
If today you have not worked hard on the things of the everlasting,
你自己的恩赐。
Your gifts,
你的金钱
your money,
你的能力
your energy,
你的背景
your background,
你整个的生命
and your life,
如果你没有把这东西投资在永恒的事情上面
if you do not build these things on the everlasting,
如果你所做的事情没有永远的价值
if what you did have no lasting value,
将来这个世界过去没有一个东西能够欢迎你到永远的帐篷里面去
later when this world pass away, there's nothing that will take you to the tent of everlasting life.
今天你在为什么东西努力？
Today, what are you working so hard for?
你在什么事上在投资？
What are you really...
投资的 investing.
What are you investing in?
你自己的生命。
Your life?
你把它放在什么东西上面？
What are you investing in?
这个东西有没有一个永远的价值？
Does this thing you're investing in have an everlasting value?
如果你没有这个东西没有永远的价值，
If this thing has no lasting value,
将来这个世界过去一切都要随着过去了。
And then later when this world pass away, everything will pass away.
这里神责备以色列人说，
Here God scolded the Israelites.
他们想把自己的金钱收藏起来，
They want to hide their own money.
作为一个将来的保障啊。
For security in the future.
但是这个保障不可靠。
But the security is not reliable.
得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
When they earn wages, and the wages is in a bag with holes.
那你说我今天没有存钱呢？
You say, today I did not store up any money.
我没有为，还没有为将来，还没有想到为将来预备保障呢。
I have not think about providing for security in the future yet.
不要讲将来了，我下学期的学费我都不知道从哪里来的，或者。
Don't talk about the future. I don't even know where the money is going to come from in my next semester.
你不能够用这个来责备我吧。
You cannot scold me with this passage.
我没有像这些人会为将来在那儿预备啊。
I'm not like these people. I did not prepare for the future like them.
也许你没有那些个经济的保障。
Maybe you have no security in this economy, in money.
你也许没有在这些事上安排。
Maybe you have no arrangements on these things.
也许吃了这个月的饭，下个月的饭钱从哪里来，我们还不知道。
Maybe after this month, you do not know where your money is going to come from in the next month.
也许我全部的财产就是我身上所带的那些东西。
Maybe all my properties are all that I'm wearing.
但是我们仍然可以过一个以自己为中心的生活。
But we still can live a life which is centered on ourselves.
我们仍然过一个可以以这个世界为中心的生活。
We can still live a life which is centered on this world.
我仍然可以过一个单单我自己喜欢的一种生活。
And I can still live a life which only I myself like.
没有想到，从来没有想过我在神面前应该走的方向是什么。
I have never considered what direction should I be going in front of the Lord.
如果我们要是那有那种态度走那个道路的话，
If we use this kind of attitude to walk our way,
在神面前不要把这些看得太轻易。
Then we should not take things too lightly in front of the Lord.
一个不认识主的人，他的生命如果没有属灵的目标，
For one who does not know the Lord, if he has no spiritual goal in his life,
神或者不为那件事情责备他。
God may not scold him for this matter.
但是一个属主的人。
But one who belongs to God.
一个在灵里面有亮光的人。
One who has received illumination in
the
Spirit.
一个有圣灵在他里面带领的人。
One who has the guidance of the Holy Spirit inside him.
如果我们有了亮光，我们没有在这方面尽到我们的本分。
But if we have the illumination, but we did not do our responsibility in these things.
我们不能够逃脱这个责任。
Then we cannot evade the responsibility.
在这里第十节第九节第十节这里告诉我们说，
And here in verse 9 and 10,
所以你们要遇见这些困难呢、啊、
That is why you are facing so many difficulties.
因为你们只顾自己的房屋啊。
Because you only look after your own houses.
所以为了你们的缘故，
Therefore, because of your own reason,
神使天不降甘霖，地也不出土产。
Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the drill, and the earth withhold its produce.
第十一节耶和华说，
And in verse 11, the Lord said,
我命干旱临到地土。
And I have called for a drought upon the land.
山岗、五谷、新酒和油，地上的出产、人民牲畜，一切劳碌所得来的。
And the hills upon the grain, the new wine, the oil, and upon the ground brings forth everything that you work for.
所以你们有这些困难，是因为我叫这个灾害临到你们。
You are facing difficulties because I have bring these to you.
我不要认为有很多事情遭遇就是偶然的。
There are very few things that we face are really accidental.
我们属主的人在神的面前必须要认清楚这件事情啊。
We have to recognize this for the people who belong to God.
神在掌管我们整个的生活。
God controls our whole life.
生活的一切在神的手里面。
Everything is in God's control.
一个不信主的人，他可以去靠命运。
One who does not believe in Jesus, maybe he can rely on fate.
但是我们的生活是在主的手里面。
But our life is in the hands of God.
你生活遇到试炼，
When you have faced trials,
神可能叫这个试炼来锻炼你。
Maybe God wants these trials to build you.
你有可能遇见一个困难。
Maybe you face difficulties.
这困难可能在神的手里面有一个属灵的目的。
Maybe these difficulties have a spiritual meaning in your life.
那如果我们遇到这些困难，在灵里面我们还没有苏醒过来。
If when we face these difficulties, we are still not awakened in our spirit.
那我们在神的面前需要再一次思想一下。
Then we have to reconsider before the Lord.
到底我们属灵的生活目标是什么？
What is our aim in our spiritual life?
我们不必讲整个的社会或者整个国家的问题。
We don't have to talk about society and about the whole country.
我觉得那些事情也在神的手里面照样掌管。
I know that those things are also controlled by in God's
life. 就在我们自己的生个人的生活里面。
But what about in our own life?
我们所遇到那些事情，我们不能够不承认有神的在手在掌管。
All things that we met, we must admit that they are in God's control.
神如果准许这些事情临到我们身上，
If God allows these things to come upon us,
神有一个目的。
God has a meaning.
借这个教导我们。
He wants to use these to teach us.
我们应当在这个事情苏醒过来。
And we have to be awake.
这里神提醒百姓说，
Here God reminded his people.
你们要省察自己的行为啊。
Consider how you have fared.
你们看一看你们生活中所遇到的一些事情。
Consider all the things you have faced in your life.
你们看一看在我面前你们所有的表现。
Consider all your appearances before me.
看一看你们的软弱。
Consider your own weaknesses.
看你们应当走的那条道路。
Consider the right way which you should take.
你们应当省察自己的行为。
You should reconsider your actions.
我觉得今天我们属主的人在主的面前应当省察我们自己的行为。
I think, those that belong to the Lord today should reconsider our actions before the Lord.
我们今天对神的殿的态度怎么样？
What is our attitude towards the temple of God today?
神的殿荒凉，我还住有天花板的房屋吗？
Is it that the temple of God lay in ruins and we live in paneled houses?
我属灵的生命那么软弱，我却仍然建造我属物质的这个天花板的房子。
When I'm spiritually so weak, am I still building the paneled houses?
我生活中是不是有这样的表现呢？
Do we have this appearances in our life?
做工得不到果效。
Work, no fruits.
尽量的忙，尽量的做，却看不见属灵的果效。
Very busy, but have no spiritual harvest.
努力的追求，心灵里却没有满足。
We search hard after, but no satisfaction.
为自己的将来安排，但是这个所安排的却是靠不住的。
We plan and set up for the future, but this plan and set up is unreliable.
省察自己的行为。
We have to reconsider our ways.
这个信息啊，这里在第十二节这里说呀。
And this message in verse 12.
这是先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话。
And this is the word, from the prophet Haggai, the messenger of the Lord.
哈该从神领受了一个信息。
Haggai received a message from the Lord.
传给当时的百姓。
And he took this to the people.
但愿这个今天我们看了这些经文成为神今天给我们的信息。
May the Lord give this as his message to us today.
当这个信息临到了当时的百姓的时候。
When this message came to the people at that time.
百姓的反应怎么样呢？
What is the reaction of the people?
在第十二节的中间这里说。
In verse 12.
众百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话。
The remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God.
并末了说他们在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
And the people feared before the Lord.
他们听到了神的信息了。
When they hear the message of God,
他们顺服神的话了。
And they obey.
他们在神面前存敬畏的心了。
And they fear before him.
这就是另外一个说法，说他们在神面前悔改了。
This is aAnother way of putting that they repented before God.
他们知道自己的错了，得到神的信息，他们接受这个责备了。
They know their own mistake. They receive the message of God and they accept the blame.
在神面前有了悔改了。
In front of God, they have repentance.
然后下面结果怎么样呢？
And then what is the result?
那神的恩典在百姓的身上非常的丰富。
And then the grace of God is rich and great upon his own people.
照样神在我们身上的恩典也是同样的丰富。
In the same way, the Lord's grace is still rich upon us too.
百姓因为他们的软弱在那里受了刑罚。
The people, because of their weakness, they receive the punishment.
神不能赐福他们。
God cannot bless them.
但是神并不是说就不再赐福给他们了。
But it does not mean that God no longer bless them.
神在那里等待着要赐福给他们呢。
God is waiting there to bless them.
等他们一有敬畏的心，
waiting them to have this fear before him，
神立刻就赐福给他们。
Immediately God will bless them。
第十三节这个话，很难翻译啊。
In verse 13, it is very difficult to interpret。
假如我们要把它加上一个字呢，意思就更清楚一点。
If we add a word, maybe the meaning will be more clear。
因为他们在神的面前存敬畏的心。
Because they have this fear before the Lord。
我们可以这样说，耶和华的使者哈该就奉耶和华的差遣对百姓说，耶和华我与你同在。
And then Haggai the messenger of the Lord spoke to the people with the Lord's message, I am with you, says the Lord.
神差遣哈该给他们那个应许说，
The Lord sent Haggai to give this promise,
我与你们同在，
I am with you.
这件事情就是直接他们在神面前存敬畏因的结果。
This is a direct result of their fear before the Lord.
神在那里等待着。
God has been waiting.
等待着赐福给他们。
Waiting to bless them.
但是他们没有悔改。
But they have not repented.
神一直在等待着。
And God is still waiting.
很焦急在那里等待着。
And God was waiting impatiently.
这里他们刚刚一存敬畏的心。
As soon as they have this fear before the Lord.
他们刚刚 在神面前一承认自己的软弱
As soon as they recognize and accept their weakness before the Lord
刚刚一承认自己的需要
As soon as they recognize their own need
神即刻就对他们说我与你们同在
Immediately the Lord said I am with you
已经有很多年了这个圣殿没有建成
For many years the temple was not rebuilt
但是他们这样的一悔改
But as soon as they repented,
百姓即刻就恢复了建造圣殿的工作。
And the people immediately restarted the work of completing the temple.
啊，这里说第七到六月的时候，神的话临到他们。
Here it says in the
第六月
sixth month the word of the Lord came to them.
然后到第七月，他们的圣殿建好了。
And then in the seventh month the temple was completed.
神在那里等待着要赐福给他们。
God is waiting to bless them.
唯一的一件事情，他们不能够得着这个福气。
The only reason why they did not receive the blessing
是他们没有看见他们自己的需要。
Is that they cannot see their own need.
他们没有在神面前承认出来自己的需要。
And they have not admit of their own need before the Lord.
神在等待着要赐福给他们。
God is waiting to pour them His blessing.
什么时候他们一承认了
？As soon as they admit.
知道自己的需要了。
Know their own needs.
在神面前有了悔改的心了。
And they have repentance in front of the Lord.
神即刻就赐福给他们。
Then immediately the Lord blessed them.
神的恩典在他们身上成就。
And the blessing became real on them.
这个恩典也成了他们在外人面前的一个见证。
And this blessing also become a witness before other Gentiles.
照样神今天也在等待着要赐福给我们。
In the same way, the Lord today is waiting to bless us.
有很多的福气他可以给我们。
A lot of blessings he can give us.
但是有一些东西难阻止。
But there's something which is in the middle,
我们的软弱
our weaknesses,
我们容量的狭小
and our limited capacity,
我们灵里面的不冷不热
the neither hot nor cold in our spirit,
或者很多很多我们认为平常觉得不要紧的事情
a lot of things which we usually feel are not important,
这些东西可能是我们在神面前蒙福的拦阻
maybe these are the hurdles beforeWe receive God's blessings.
神说你们要省察自己的行为。
God said you have to reconsider your actions.
百姓在神面前有了悔改。
When the people repent before the Lord,
神的恩典即刻临到他们。
And the blessing of the Lord pour upon them immediately.
今天神也在等待着。
Today God is still waiting.
有什么需要
？Whatever need you have.
有什么拦阻
？Whatever hurdles.
在神面前，如果我们把那个愿意把它对付出来。
If we are willing to deal with these things before the Lord,
神在等待着要赐福给我们。
God is waiting to bless us.
大家弟兄们，祷
告。Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们要俯伏在你的面前。你知道我们讲这样的信息，心里面多么沉重，多么不容易。但是我们知道主，你有丰富的恩典，你在等待着要赐福给我们。在这个国家借着我们你能够赐福我们的教会我们所有在这个国家那么多的中国人或者整个国家但是如果有东西拦阻你的恩典在我们身上不能彰显出来今天我们一同俯伏在你的面前我们要求忠心的圣灵光照我们的心看看在我们生活里边有什么东西成为一个拦阻是不是我们今天看见我们生命中的那个圣殿荒凉但是我们却在那里建造那个有天花板的房屋我们生命的方向是什么我们生活中所追求的是什么请你在那个地方光照我求你的灵恩待我们帮助我们省察我们自己的行为如果在什么地方我们有需要在那个地方我们愿意像当时你的百姓一样我们要顺从你的话我们要存一个敬畏的心等待在你面前求你这时候向我们的心讲话
当我们一同都低着头祷告的时候
When we still bow our heads in prayer
我们愿意求圣灵光照我们的心
We want to ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts.
如果我们生活中有什么需要成为神赐福的拦阻
If there's any need in our hearts which become a hurdle for God's blessings.
或者有什么事情在我们生活里边
Or whether something in our life
叫我们自己都不知道这个东西成为一个软弱
so that even ourselves do not know this is our weakness.
请你在这个时候光照我的心。
Illuminate us at this time.
如果你心里面被圣灵感动。
If your heart is moved by the Holy Spirit,
你觉得有需要。
You feel the need.
你现在可以默默地告诉给主知道。
You can silently tell the Lord now.